Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a CHP sergeant and six officers are charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of a man pulled over for DUI.
He almost immediately starts shouting, I'll go willingly. After a couple of minutes, he screams, I can't breathe.
Well, we're not done with rain just yet. Today's storm has a second bunch tonight. And a long-lost California lake has reappeared after more than 100 years. It's Wednesday, March 29th. I'm Nick Roman, and this is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. LA County District Attorney George Gascon has charged a California Highway Patrol sergeant and six CHP officers with involuntary manslaughter. Those charges are linked to the death of 38-year-old Edward Bronstein of Burbank, who'd been stopped on suspicion of driving under the influence in March of 2020. LA's Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz says the DA showed video of the Bronstein traffic stop.
Video of an encounter between him and the CHP officers show him initially refusing to undergo a blood test. They pin him to the ground to force him to comply. He almost immediately starts shouting, I'll go willingly. After a couple of minutes, he screams, I can't breathe. After Bronstein goes still, they continue their blood draw. And what's extraordinary about this video is the amount of time it takes for them to start CPR, 13 minutes, according to Gascon. It is too late.
LA Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz, a nurse who was on the scene, has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter. The CHP officers could be sentenced to 4 years in state prison if they're convicted. Well, hey, what do you know? Stopped raining for just a few minutes this afternoon, but don't get used to it.
Until late tonight into tomorrow morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be main weather concern, with locally heavy downpours and lightning and thunder and maybe some hail.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist David Sweet with the forecast for tonight. Of course, it's been snowing all day long in the local mountains, just what they need. Crestline, Running Springs, Big Bear, they've all been buried in snow for weeks now. Here's LAist reporter Jill Replogle.
Thomas McKenzie's home in the tiny community of Twin Peaks was yellow tagged after his roof cracked under the weight of the record-setting snow last month. McKenzie suffered a stroke a few years ago and has difficulty with brain function and movement. Last weekend, McKenzie took a bus to a county pop-up event in Crestline, intended to be a one-stop shop for disaster assistance and information. But he left feeling no closer to figuring out how to get his roof fixed and how to pay for it. The county handles building permits through a website, and McKenzie has no computer and no internet skills.
It's like a carnival ride here.
And I talked to other people with far more resources and tech savvy who are also finding the process daunting. As for money people need for repairs, Governor Newsom has requested a major disaster declaration from the federal government. That would unlock additional resources in 9 counties, but San Bernardino isn't yet included in that list. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Replogle.
Below the snowy mountains, the rain has perked up just about everything that grows. It's also let the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California put water back into our biggest local reservoir, Diamond Valley Lake near Hemet. For the last 3 years, all the MWD has been doing is taking water out of Diamond Valley Lake. Now, MWD General Manager Adele Hajikhalil says they can put water back in and fill it almost to the brim with water we'll use not now, but later.
So what we wanted to do is ensure that we have water. This reservoir helped us during the last few years match and cover the deficit that we're dealing with. It almost went down to half.
But a rainy year and a full Diamond Valley Lake doesn't mean you can just waste water. The Colorado River, MWD's biggest source of imported water, is still running low. And the MWD's Adele Hedjikhalil says the next dry cycle we endure could be more severe than the one we think's already ended. And while the MWD is putting water back into a man-made reservoir, nature has put water back into long-lost Tulare Lake in the Central Valley. It's between Bakersfield and Fresno, the biggest freshwater lake west of the Mississippi, or at least it used to be. As the Central Valley got settled, the winter rain that made Tulare Lake got diverted to farms and the lake vanished. Our steady string of storms this year, though, has brought it back. And the question now is, what do you do with all that water? Carrie Klein covers Fresno and Bakersfield for Valley Public Radio. She says Tulare Lake can't flow to the ocean, so that's out. Usually the water would be used to irrigate fields, but...
You just can't use all of that water right now to irrigate, especially because much of the land it would irrigate is fully underwater. And so there are just not that many options for where that water to go.
Carrie Klein with Valley Public Radio. She was a guest on Air Talk with Larry Mantle. Carrie says, keep this in mind. What happens when the Sierra snowpack starts to melt? Where will all that water go? Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, with producers Tiffany Ugea and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is our director of content development. Our engineer is Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com, listen anytime on the LAist app, or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.